we love on this show, revere, respect. We were right there for him when the jerky Pete Davidson went after him on SNL. And we want to get this guy on the show for a very, very long time. We finally got him, and that's exciting. He's got a book out here, which I have here right in front of me, Fame, Blame, and the Raft of Shame. Yes, he was elected to Congress in Texas in 2019, but before that, you talk about a hero. This guy was a Navy SEAL Team 3, three tours of duty in Iraq, and of course, he did have that injury where he lost his eye when an IED exploded in Iraq. But above and beyond that, what else can you say about this guy? Great politician, hero, Republican, and one of our favorites, making his debut on the Bernie and Sid in the Morning Show. It is Congressman Dan Crenshaw. Dan, good morning. How are you, pal?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you. Nice to have you.
It's a pleasure. Dan Crenshaw, we'll talk about your book in a moment, which is about cancel culture, Fame, Blame, and the Raft of Shame. But listen, a little politics first, if you don't mind, Dan Crenshaw, Congressman Dan Crenshaw, and thank you for your service, sir. We really appreciate and do admire you a lot. Just when you thought the Biden administration couldn't sink any lower, just last week we found out that the DOJ is sicking the FBI on concerned parents, concerned about the garbage that the schools are poisoning their children's minds with, and that one of the parents that was arrested at one of these school board meetings, which has become really ground zero for the culture wars. It turns out that that guy's daughter, his ninth grade daughter, was raped by a boy in a skirt in a bathroom, in a girl's bathroom. Your thoughts on that whole disgusting scenario?
That was a really particularly heartbreaking story to listen to. They've been supporting these parents for a long time, and they're mad about a lot of things, whether it's their kids being forced to wear masks or racism being taught in the schools in the form of critical race theory. And of course they disguise that as something like diversity and inclusion training or some other like nice sounding phrase. But then there was this story, about this girl being raped. And, you know, I mean, my message to America and the people who don't like to talk about these cultural war issues, and especially the left, is, do you see what we're talking about now? Is this enough for you at this point? Like, why on earth is it so important to you to cater to such a tiny percentage of the population and therefore destroy the privacy rights and deem uncomfortable half the population, in this case women? I mean, like, as a guy, I don't really care who comes into my bathroom, but I would certainly care if my daughter had to worry about that.
Yep. I worry about that.
It's just unfathomable.
Yep. My daughter's 17. I worry about that every day. Hey, one of the things you've been very adamant about, in fact, I saw you on Fox News yesterday, Dan, was the border crisis down there at the southern border. And I know you asked yesterday for the impeachment of Mayorkas, who's in charge of the Homeland Security. You called it a deliberate dereliction of duty. It's a two-part question. A, do you think that's realistic, impeachment? And secondly, when you say deliberate dereliction of duty, what exactly do you mean?
Sure. So let's start with realistic. I mean, when we take back the House, we could probably get that done. Now, it would still need to pass the Senate and require a two-thirds majority of impeachment in the Senate. And I don't think we'll ever meet that threshold. It's hard to imagine 10 other Democrats wanting to vote for that. But deliberate dereliction of duty, yes. Okay, so I think it's important to note that what we would be accusing him of, well, it's this dereliction of constitutional duty. I mean, as a part of the executive branch, your job is to uphold the law. And there's a difference between incompetence and intentional acts. And I don't think we're dealing with incompetence here. I think we're dealing with intentional acts. And there's a few examples that I would note. I mean, well, first of all, every action that this administration takes, that the DHS Secretary has taken, has been designed to increase illegal immigration, not decrease it. They investigate and chill, have a chilling effect on the actions of their officers, their Border Patrol officers, as you saw when they were on horseback stopping people from rushing across the river. What do? They don't reward them. They investigate them. What do they do internally? They stop doing internal enforcement. They just announced they're going to stop doing these bigger ICE raids on large businesses that are using lots and lots of illegal immigrants. They don't want to arrest people anymore. They want to cease those kind of deportations. They removed the Remain in Mexico policy, which was really the most effective policy that was keeping people out, disincentivizing them to come. So it's just time and time again. Oh, and they canceled the border wall contract. I forget about that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Which we're still paying for.
Yeah. And so at this point, you have to think, okay, I think they're doing this on purpose. I think this is intentional. I think they're intentionally flouting our laws. And as a Republican, we feel a little bit helpless. We don't have any power in Washington. And so we're hoping that a bigger message like that, once we take back the House in 2022, would at least encourage them to reverse course, even if an impeachment was unsuccessful.
Congressman Dan Crenshaw from Texas on the Bernie and Sid Show. Again, we'll talk about the book in a second. It's about cancel culture. It's a children's book. It's called Fame, Blame, and the Raft of Shame. Go to Amazon and check it out. Congressman Crenshaw is a great guy. The book is very instructive. Again, we'll talk about it in a minute. Congressman Crenshaw, inflation. Yesterday, a new number came out, 5.4%, the highest since 1991. Of course, as you know, you're part of Congress. You got two bills pending down there in Congress to the tune of $5, $6 trillion. And those bills, of course, would cause inflation to spiral way out of control. And ironically, you have this crazy America-hating, Jew-hating, this racist squad, these squad members holding up these bills. I mean, are these bills actually going to be squashed because of these people? Or what are your thoughts on the whole thing, inflation, the bills, and the squad?
Sure. On inflation, it's a real problem. It's one of the biggest taxes on the American people, especially lower and middle class. No, we've seen it a while. There's a lot of reasons for inflation. It did seem to take off after the massive spending bill Democrats pushed through as soon as Biden took office. It might have just been the icing on the cake, because we'd already spent so much, it already flooded the economy with so much money. A typical family may have been able to get up to $100,000 over this last year just because of all of the benefits. If they're really astute at getting those benefits, they could have been awash with cash. It also gets to the reason we're having labor shortages. People still don't really have that incentive to get back to work. It's a lot of reasons that they can, even with the unemployment benefits gone, there's still a lot of other ways that people could just do the math and say, it doesn't make sense for me to go back to work. That causes a squeeze, causes inflation. The supply chain issues further cause inflation. Now, another spending bill would, of course, vastly increase that as well. Probably spooked the bond market. And luckily, it fell apart. In part because of those progressives who refused to vote for, say, the infrastructure package if it wasn't completely tied to the reconciliation package. So their radicalness has gotten in their way, luckily.
Yeah.
Those bills are dead for now, but the Democrats are going to go back to the drawing board and try and hammer something out, and I'm sure they will.
Right.
I'm sure it'll be damaging. It won't be as damaging as this one, but it'll still be pretty damaging. And my question is going to be, what kind of policy changes are in there? What kind of damaging policy changes? The dollar number, it's going to be bad no matter what, but America can survive that. What we can't survive is job killing, wage killing, tax increases, destruction of our energy industry, things like that are really, really scary and bad. That's what I'm hoping somebody like Manchin can argue his way out of.
Iraq war veteran, hero, and now Texas Congressman Dan Crenshaw. What happened in your state yesterday with my friend Herschel Walker? What was that all about? What happened? He had to cancel his event in your state, Dan. Come on, what happened?
If I missed this news, so you're going to have to tell me.
Well, he was supposed to have an event in Texas. Of course, he's running for office in Georgia. And the folks put something out there, maybe it was on social media, and the anti-vaccine folks using syringes, actually used the syringes and made a symbol of the swastika. So they managed to anti-vaccine and go after the Jews at the same time. And Herschel, he's a very good man, was so offended by all of it that he said, nope, we're not doing it, and that's it. We're out of Texas, no event because of all that. How about that?
Huh. Wait, was that were those protests associated with his event?
They were basically
something that happened.
I don't know the answer to that. I know that there were anti-vaccine people, and they used syringes to create the shape of a swastika. So I don't know exactly why, Dan. That's a good question. I don't. I just know that Herschel was so offended that he decided to get out of there. That was it, which I thought was great.
Huh. I have no idea. I have no idea what happened. Sorry.
It's okay.
I can't follow the story.
I cannot explain it myself. Well, Dan Crenshaw, listen, we could talk all day politics. The current president, I mean, just a complete and total horror show. But we're constricted by time, so let's talk about your book, which is important as well. It's all about cancel culture, and it's called Fame, Blame, and the Raft of Shame. It's a kid's book. I read it last night. And so tell us about these. I think it's labeled here as book four. This is the fourth book of a series of books. Tell us about these books.
Yeah, and that's what's kind of cool about it. So I'm one author amongst many that will come out with a book every month. And it's a conservative theme every single time. That hits a pretty difficult issue. And mine is cancel culture. You can see from the story how it sort of wraps in my experiences and explains to kids what cancel culture is, what it isn't, and how to overcome it, how to forgive. There's workbooks in the back. It's a pretty neat thing. I do want to correct one thing. You can't actually buy it on Amazon. It's not a normal publisher. You can go to dan.bravebooks.com. If that's too hard to remember, just bravebooks.com. And you can subscribe. And you can get one of these books every single month. So it's a pretty unique thing. And when it comes in like kind of a cool packaging. It comes with a big map of Freedom Island where all of these sagas take place and all the characters. You know, your kids will get like a neat mission statement in an envelope. It'll feel like an experience. And so that's why you got to go. They only sell it from their website.
All right. Brave, which you are, have proven to be brave, B-R-A-V-E, bravebooks.com. Dan Crenshaw, American hero, great congressman out of the state of Texas. Again, the book is Fame, Blame, and the Raft of Shame. Thank you for hopping on this morning, Dan, and let's talk again very, very soon, buddy. Thank you.
Great to be with you guys. Thanks for having me.
You too. Congressman Dan Crenshaw.
Honor is what it was.
Out of the state of Texas.